Ace Podcast.
This is the Coming
Clean Podcast.
With Sam and Marty.
It's Marty.
Welcome to Paradise. This is the Coming Clean Podcast, what should be your retrospective podcast about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach and the Hills. But it's Monday night. We're back. We are talking 2017. We are talking MTV's hot new show, CS the Key. I am the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty. And with me, as always, is the man with the face of a Hollywood lead. But he can't read, a.k.a. Mr. Visually Rewarding. It's Sam.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Oh, Sam was going through some stuff last week. We took a quick break. We're going to follow up with The Hills season one finale later this week. But you're getting back-to-back episodes of CS the Key reactions. I hope you took that little break to catch up to the show, catch up on some episodes, and looking forward to doing that finale. But right now, we got way too much to talk about. CS the Key, Sam, it's that was quite the episode.
I spiraled out of control. There was at moments when I had to stop tweeting and just actually focus on what was going on because they just started rapid firing at me and I couldn't keep up. Yep. It was very intense. Intense episode.
Yes. So intense that my shift key on my Mac got stuck at one point, so I was just all capsing everyone.
You get that permanent lock, the sticky keys?
Yeah. So apologies to people thinking I was yelling, but actually not apologies, because I was yelling pretty much. And my Twitter demeanor was reflecting that.
Hopefully you can take some of Polly's tears and clean out your keyboard.
Yes, true. It popped back into place after some shimmying and some shining. But all right, where do we start?
it's all.
Let's just get the happy out of the way. Bradison, okay. A fish. Congrats.
Yeah, they full on shipped
the relationship.
Which, you know, is always good news because I support that. I condone that. I'm an advocate for that. So to find the relationship, someone finally took my advice. Thank you for listening, Madison and Brandon.
Yeah, I'm glad that we finally got a reconciliation on the whole Grant situation.
Yep.
However, I am still holding out a small amount of concern that he's going to come back.
Grant?
Yeah, like make a big grand gesture and might throw us into a season two. One can only hope.
I mean, pros and cons list. If Grant coming back and seeing that guy's face and feeling his jabroniness on our television sets merits a season two, then I might be in for it. Bring it on.
Yeah, I mean, I ship it for content. Don't ship it because I love Bradison so much.
Well, yes, they're the only normal thing happening. And shouts to Brandon's mom, you know. Just keeping it real. Keeping it 100.
Yeah, she's been a day one.
Yep. So with the absence of Deb on this episode, Brandon's mom picked up the slack for parental advice.
Yeah, I think we probably needed some Deb, actually.
Yeah, we needed...
we all need Deb right now.
Yeah, we just need parents on this episode, and even Alex's dad. Like, I'll take Alex's dad because someone needed to daddy up on the cast today. That was too much.
Yeah, Alex's dad sort of dadded up, and then it seems like he just kind of gave up.
Yeah, he was like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, he's like, you're not my kid. I can't do anything.
But yeah, so some wrangling needed for pretty much the entire cast. But now we got... All right, I really don't want to, you know, comment too much on current events, but, I mean, it just needs to be addressed right now, and even on this podcast, we have this platform, and I think it's just important to talk about because, you know, a lot of debates happening on Twitter, and, you know, the country is divided, really, and... It's not fun to see, because it just makes me uncomfortable. We're rules guys, we're spite guys, but we're also non-confrontational guys. So when I just see things like this that divide the country up on Twitter, it just makes me uncomfortable, and I have to address it using this platform. So hopefully everyone listening, thank you for listening. I'm gonna get on my soapbox and address this situation because. There's two sides to the story. One, did Kelsey deserve what she got, or was it too much on Garrett and Juliet's part? And that's just, you know, that's the debate that's dividing Siesta Nation. And we're seeing it at the on the live tweet side of things, too.
Yeah, it seems like I'd say a lot of people are thinking that Kelsey is fully in the wrong, mm-hmm. and she deserves 100% of what happened.
Right.
I am pretty conflicted on where I stand.
Yes. Agreed.
You could say that if anything, we don't have any confirmed. That anything happened while Kelsey was with Garrett, that happened Correct. With Kelsey and Alex with Garrett.
Correct.
Behind closed doors, no evidence,
mm-hmm.
only hearsay.
Yes.
And you could say that seeing something in person is different than doing behind somebody's back. Both wrong,
mm-hmm.
but that takes it to a new level that, you know, that's more of putting it into somebody's face, like rather than, I don't know, if you do something behind somebody's back, eventually you're going to have to confront it, but...
Yeah. Yeah, so it's... I'm not... I think we're coming off on our live tweets and some of our podcasts as being very biased towards hashtag Team Kelsey. Hashtag Team Kelsey for life. And maybe we are. But that doesn't mean I'm absolving her from any wrongdoing. She was doing some shady stuff. And I agree that we do not have... real concrete evidence of her doing anything with Alex at the ball, and I do not believe I will take Kelsey at her word. She's still standing by it on Twitter right now that nothing happened during the ball. The actual first encounter and first like make out happened in the pool, or not in the pool at the ball, but like in the pool afterwards after they were broken up. So I will take her at her word on that one. Even on kayfabe, I think that there's not enough of a case to implicate Kelsey outside of what Amanda saw and what Chloe ran with.
Yeah. which I'm sorry, Amanda, but you might not be the best. I don't know. Actually, do we trust Amanda's character?
I don't know. I'm just afraid of her. And
I mean,
I enjoy when she's there.
Like, she has no reason to lie. Like, she's not involved in any of these situations.
Right. I think she said what she said, and people jumped to conclusions. She said what she saw.
Yes. Which could have been anything.
Yes. Like, what she saw could be 100% true, and then, you know, speculation goes from there. So, yeah. But, yeah, so my point being, I tweeted and got some... some pretty interesting responses back that, despite what Kelsey had done, I don't think she deserved to, you know, have the new Juliet. What are they called? Juliet? I don't know.
Juliet, yeah, Juliet. I like Juliet.
Juliet thrown into her face like that. Especially when I think... for the most part, not 100%, but still for the most part, she has shown some remorse, she being Kelsey, and has apologized for what she did, and she wanted a clean break. How she got there may not have been the most traditional or kosher thing, but she got there anyway, and you know, I think she tried her best to make up for it. only to get this back, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard that if you want to continue going on with somebody else while you're still with somebody, I still stand by. I think they actually were broken up whenever anything happened.
Mm-hmm.
However, she did kind of, it seems like, at least feel bad for Garrett's feelings that she kind of lingered a little too long. Or she did just want to be friends, like
right.
Maybe we just kind of grown out of each other. Or, you know, Garrett seemed like he was going a little too fast. You know, you can't be making people 365 notes.
<We're> back like to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a lot of information. That's going to push anybody away.
So you're saying when I
within
said
the first year.
So you're saying the reason why my previous date has not called me back is because I gave her 365 notes that all said I love you,
and that you talked about your
my exes,
your exes on the first date.
Yeah. it's a complicated thing with those two. I do think that Kelsey got bored of that relationship and used mm-hmm. Alex as a way out, which is not yeah. great. But at the same time, I think she regretted it fairly quickly and tried to make amends. Garrett.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say it's tough that it seems like she's realizing who Alex is now.
Right.
But yeah, she's still kind of hanging out with him. So
yeah,
I don't know where it's going, or she's still just trying to ride the wave, or she is trying to be with Alex.
Well, she said she's single, right? When Garrett talked to her outside
I
the
think
bar.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if she's just trying to make it more with him or what.
Right. But yeah, but Garrett, at the same time, he sort of just ran with a narrative that, you know, just fueled his anger, because he mm-hmm. obviously he didn't want to break up. So he went with whatever Juliet told him, whatever she fed him, and he just used that as an excuse. You know, we're spite guys, but
too much spite.
Too much spice on the spite. But yeah, a lot of salt going around on this episode. I don't know what Juliet whispered to Garrett before they made out, but she just went up behind him, whispered something based on the editing, hashtag kayfabe only.
Yep.
And they just started going at it in front of Kelsey.
Yeah, I was tweeting, and I was like, out of nowhere, just no context, make out.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, that just made it look bad. Like, I feel like it makes Juliet look bad.
Yeah,
you're clearly, like, they even talked about, like, oh, like, how you think our exes are, like, talking about us or blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And
she keeps bringing them up.
Exactly. And it just looks bad. It looks like you're using Garrett for an ends.
Yep.
I mean, maybe they do stick together, whatever. But just to do that in front of people like that, it's just not like, I don't know. That's not the best look.
Yeah, so she at first we were all like, oh, you know, Juliet got to get revenge in
yeah.
some way. But then we I think she knows that Garrett's not necessarily probably attracted to her in that way, because he's clearly still hung up on Kelsey. So mm-hmm. she's using Kelsey to just push him, or not push him, but pull him towards her. So that's been working. So Garrett seems convinced that there's something there. I don't buy it.
That's like some psychology stuff right there.
I took two classes.
I think I only took one.
It was required.
Yeah. All right.
So they were they're doing their thing. Alex and Kelsey, let's rewind a little bit. They went on a double date with Bradison. So it's mm-hmm. like best couple ever versus repug couple of the cinch.
Yes.
And, you know, they're having some snoshages, some Vienna sausage, some vaina.
No, that's so gross.
Some grilled vainas.
That's so gross. That's like one of the worst double date food to ever have.
Vienna sausage?
And then it looked like Madison got like bit by one or something like that.
No, I think she like, like a fork or a skewer got her.
Oh. I was thinking maybe like a bone or something like that.
Oh, in the vienna?
The vienna sausage, yes.
Shouts to Simon. So, he's they're hanging out at the pool with Bradison as they play Truth or Dare, and as I said, Alex pretty much sliding into Madison's DMs in front of everyone.
Okay, yeah, he had one shot, like, just, I guess he was probably thinking, oh, I got Kelsey, like, let me loop back in Madison, but,
right,
like, you had the easy out. Just say like the one thing, and it's a done deal. Like, you're not gonna have to worry about anything for the night. You gotta be self aware. Like, just say it was Kelsey or something like that.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, and then him calling out, turning around and calling out Madison, mm-hmm. trying to put her on the spot in front of her guy.
Yep.
I mean, if I was Brandon, I would have definitely like poked him with my big toe in that hot tub.
I would have
not said anything.
I was gonna say you probably would have just like sighed heavily and hated the rest of the night, but still sat there.
Yeah, and just got like really pruny, and people are like, "Oh, you're gonna get out?" I'm like, "Nope, I'm gonna sit here for the rest of the evening.
I'm gonna sit here until the bubbles disappear."
Yeah, or just like get up and like walk away, go to my car, walk, like drive home.
Yeah, walk like, home with those slippers.
This is over.
So, yeah, Alex, I mean, consistently not the best showing again here. Even with, like, his interactions with Chloe, I think we can move on to Chloe now. She's, you know, I think therapy is helping a lot because she is...
She did not threaten to punch anybody in the face. Yep. Yeah. Wasn't straight to rage.
Yeah,
so that's always good.
She was trying to talk things out and... stating how she feels and how people make her feel, which is healthy. And
yeah, but there still seems like there's a lot of anger.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's gonna take more than a couple of weeks of therapy so she confronts, well, you know, Pauly Paul and Alex show up to her bar, and she you know, gives them a piece of her mind as Pauly Paul invites her to the performance at the bar. And, you know, it's good for her. Good for her.
Yeah, it was a big move showing up, showing that you're not affected by what they say or anything that they do. You can only be yourself. So I think that's a big move that of her actually showing up.
Yes. And but before that, we also should talk about Kelsey showing up at the bar as well to talk to Chloe about when Kelsey confronted Juliet in the first scene of the whole show.
Yes.
And Chloe pretty much just not
called her. Yeah. Yeah, called her out, knew everything was going on, like put Kelsey on the spot. Kelsey should have just said something there.
Yeah. I think Kelsey was expecting a shoulder to cry on, but she got like an elbow to the gut.
Yeah. Like you, at this point in time, you got to get Chloe on your side.
Right.
Right now, she used to be on your side, and now she's kind of drifted away. Mm. Like, you got to get her back. You got to have that power on your side.
Yes.
Because then, if you control the media, you control
opinion.
Siesta Key.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting comparison there. But yeah, so, you know, Chloe still got to be Chloe sometimes. But, you know, again, this sort of divided Twitter a little bit during the episode on whether Chloe was being mad salty or whether she was, you know, dropping truth bombs. Are you on one side or the other?
I think Chloe is salty.
Mm-hmm.
But as she does say the truth, but the tone is not like she could have been a little more understanding with the truth and be like, hey, like this is how I see it, rather than kind of saying it like hateful and making Kelsey feel dumb.
Yeah, it's kind of like everybody, judgy and condescending.
Because clearly she wants to be with Alex too, you know, yes. Or there's some kind of.
Are you buying into Spencer Pratt's analysis of Chloe and Alex?
Yeah. Oh, I'm fully in on it. He should be writing TV shows. That's how like better his content is. But it's hard not to tell. Like something was definitely there, I would say. Or there's a reason why she gets so kind of, I don't know, defensive or angry when Alex is ever brought up.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no opinion on her. Right, she's just sort of just drifting around, and I don't know what to expect from her.
Hey, it's like Big Brother. Like, you can never trust a floater.
Yes, she's a very aggressive floater, but a floater nonetheless. And yeah, okay. So Chloe's done. All right, Pauly Paul's concert.
Oh God,
show or talent? I don't know what that was.
It was a talent show.
Well, I was expecting some talent to show up.
Yeah. Well, so basically, he got like hammered.
No disrespect to Ben Affleck.
No. He got hammered and then tried performing, which maybe he like. I don't know how you remember lyrics. When, I mean, maybe you do remember songs better when you're drunk. But
yeah, I don't know.
He didn't know how to handle the mic because it seemed like they did a whole setup of like handling the mic and turning it on and off and right. All this. So we should have known off the top that there was going to be something going down, but he just couldn't get through the full performance without cutting out the mic. I mean, people were still dancing and enjoying it.
Cause then, the beat was still going, right? Just the lyrics.
Yeah,
right there.
Exactly. Yeah. He was just, rapping over the beat.
Yeah.
He tried twice or three times, gave up, pulled girls on stage and just went to his car and like started weeping.
Mm-hmm.
Which is tough when it's like you're this is like something that you've been trying to do,
right?
And then you fall completely on your face.
Yep. Yeah, it's number one. It's not easy to get up on stage It's not even easy going up in front of a couple people during a meeting or something to present something.
Yeah.
So you know, shouts to Pauly Paul for even having the guts to do that. But yeah, I mean, as someone who has done musical performances. Before, you gotta know your equipment, man. That's why you sound check. You gotta know
bring
every
your, yeah,
that or, stage. Oh, yeah, or bring your own.
Like, it's not hard to bring a mic.
Yes. And it's a wireless mic, so I don't know if it was a battery issue, but I don't think
so. No, it seemed like it was a button. Like, it seemed like if you hold it and it turns red, and then you press
right,
it.
Right, he kept
green.
Putting it
like,
on mute, maybe.
Yeah, and I think he kept holding it where the button was because he was trying to hold it up under the mic like Eminem would.
Right.
But if he just held it at the base, like a normal mic.
Like Sinatra?
Yeah. It would have been a nice little karaoke rap and actually would have been great. That's a great avenue. We're going to patent that.
Yeah, so it not the best showing for Pauly Paul. Then he starts, you know, he's clearly...
hammered and he gives him more drinks. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's thinking about driving. I don't know why that girl got in the car with him. That was wild.
Yeah. I mean, the doors were open, so yeah, but once that shut, I would be like, yo, I'm getting out.
Yep. are the cameras away? I'm getting out.
Yeah. So not a good couple of weeks for Pauly Paul.
No. And as Chloe says, this might just be the beginning of the downfall.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much lower he can get.
Right.
But
so yeah, that leads us to the short preview that we saw for next week. It's the 4th of July. They're celebrating that. And
we start with an Alex party and we end with one.
Right. I'm also realizing, wait, when was VidCon?
They said July 4th.
Yeah, but when did I take a vacation to Siesta? Because I was there.
After July.
After July? Was it late
July?
Yeah,
it was like the 10th.
Okay.
No, it was like the week after July 4th.
Oh, right. Correct. Ah, I didn't see any of them when I went to Siesta.
No, they just finished rapping.
Dang. Wait, so is next week the season finale?
Yeah, I believe so.
Ugh. That's...
Yeah. We were high and then we were dropping low.
Well, sorry. So it looks like a lot going on. Next week, it's the 4th of July. Talking, you know, about Pauly Paul maybe going into rehab, Alex trying to win back Madison from the 2-second clip we saw. Not for that. And, you know, I don't know what else is coming up, but I'm ready. But I'm not ready for this to end, surprisingly, when we begrudgingly started this live podcast. But
now we're just more the wiser now.
Yes. So hopefully season 2 is happening, but we'll enjoy what we have right now, and we'll enjoy crowning an MVP of the week. Anytime.
Clap your hands with me. It's the MVP
of
MVP of the week.
All right, who is your MVP this week?
I'm going to give it to Bradison.
Crushing it. Give us reasons.
Just for kind of everything we said, no fighting. They finally define the relationship for now. And I enjoy the date. Like, they seem like they can talk to each other. Great. Good relationship. No issues. I mean, Brandon was able to express his feelings on certain situations, and Madison seemed like she didn't shy away from that. So good on them.
Nice. I'm going to second that. Bradison for me as well, because, you know, as we said, they took our advice, they defined the relationship, and that's pretty much all I need. All right, so from good to bad, let's head over to the zone.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C, oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni!
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, time to send someone down the zone. Who's it going to be?
I'm going to send Juliet down the zone.
Whoa! From hero to zero. Or zero to hero to zero again? She's had some...
She's up and down. She's here, there, everywhere.
Reasons.
I just don't like what she's doing to Garrett. I feel like Garrett is very sensitive, and she's taking advantage of that.
Jabroni!
Man. Ooh, that's rough. And actually, it's going to be even rougher because I agree.
Jabroni!
Juliet, I'm sorry. I mean, as beautiful as your smile is, you acted like a complete jabroni today. So,
jabroni
for you. There you have it. Any final takes before we get to bed?
Nope.
All right.
Good night, everyone.
All right. Well, we will be back Friday with another finale episode for The Hills, season one finale. But we're gonna keep going. We're not taking breaks, I don't think. So we got The Hills coming up on Friday. And Monday, what could be the last episode of our live reaction podcast for this season of Siesta Key. We'll see if there's more. Let us know if you want us to live react to anything else. Otherwise, I will be watching Nick Lachey dance his little booty. Well, not little, but big booty off on Dancing with the Stars. Sam, tell the good people where they can find us and how they can join us when we live tweet.
Yeah, you guys can find us on all social medias at Coming Clean Pod. You can email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. And you can sponsor us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. And find us all on all the different download websites. So subscribe there, like, comment, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get the podcast. And just pass it on to your friends or tweet at us on Twitter. Talk to us. We'll definitely respond.
Yeah. So do all that. Leave a review on the iTunes, on our iTunes page or wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, a big thanks to Radical Something for our theme song, Paradise and You. We will see you Friday. But before that, Sam, what do the good people have to do?
Always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.